USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A meeting on Monday led by President Biden that featured legislators on both sides of the aisle received positive reviews from Republicans and Democrats as Congress tries to hammer out a major infrastructure package that could end up north of $2 trillion. It was a good discussion, Senator Roger Wicker, a Republican from Mississippi, told reporters afterwards. The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well while they investigate safety issues Wednesday. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. All of the women developed the condition between 6 and 16 days of vaccination. Blue Origin, the Jeff Bezos-led space company, announced that it was targeting Wednesday for the launch of its NS-15 rehearsal mission. The company said in a tweet Monday that the launch is set to take place from its launch site near Van Horn, Texas, USA Radio News.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
As you know, one of the worst things you could say in any business or in life, for that matter, is, but we've never done it that way before. Right. What if there's a better way? This is why using MediShare for your healthcare bills is such a great idea. It works. It's way less expensive. It's convenient. It's a better way for so many people. The typical family saves $500 a month. So you've never done it this way before? No problem. Just call. Start saving now. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get the details from the shooting at a Knoxville, Tennessee high school Monday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
One person is dead and a police officer wounded after a shooting at a Tennessee high school. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch says that police responded to a call of a possibly armed male at Austin East High School in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Upon arrival, officers located the individual in the school in a restroom. They ordered him out, but he refused to comply. As officers entered the space, the subject reportedly fired shots, striking an officer. One officer returned fire. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene and has since been identified as a student at Austin East.
The officer wounded in the shooting was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries.
Knoxville is between Nashville and Charlotte, North Carolina. NASCAR's Toyota Owners 500 race is Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In the spirit of no one remembers second place, let's remember second place. NASCAR's Chase Elliott reflects on a hard-fought second-place finish and breaks down his day at Martinsville Speedway Sunday.
I mean, I really felt like we were not perfect, for sure, all day, but we did make it better, I think, as the day went along. And, you know, the run was kind of that right distance for me there at the end to maximize it. I felt like if it was any longer than that, I was probably going to fade again, kind of like I had been all day. But I really appreciate the effort. We worked really hard today to get back to second. I feel like every, strategy call and circumstance just kind of went the other direction for us. And had a couple good restarts there. He had a good pit stop and made a good last adjustment just for a short run. But definitely need to be better. Our Napa team's been working hard. We've had a very eventful year, I feel like, so it's nice to just have a solid day, got some stage points, and got a good finish. So we'll try to go get them next week.
Martin Truex Jr. won the Martinsville race. Next weekend, NASCAR is in Richmond, Virginia. The GOAT is sending out well wishes to an old teammate. Tom Brady is praising his ex-teammate Julian Edelman for his dedication on the field and being an all-around great guy off it as well. Mr. Edelman announced his retirement from the NFL. On the biggest stage and in the biggest moments, you always came through, Brady said in a post Monday. I was a witness to so much of the journey and am so proud of you and how you grew from a seventh-round underdog to an older seventh-round underdog. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.